Jim, how are you?
That's a definite maybe. I hate to be committal. You know, and I hate making decisions.
You
certainly don't want to commit yourself.
You can change from one minute to the next.
Right. This wavering is good stuff. I think the crowd, we're going to be whelmed.
Whelmed. Not overwhelmed.
There may be only one case. And there's a question about the second. They haven't heard from the applicant.
Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting will now come to order. At this time, I ask that you please turn off or silence all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices. This is a regular meeting of the Zoning Review Board of the City of Atlanta. My name is David Coleman, Chair of the Board, and for tonight's meeting. This is a nine-member board appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the City Council. This board hears applications for rezoning and special use permits. At this time, I'd like to introduce you to members of the board. To my immediate right is Mr. Mark Reese, who will be serving as vice chair for this evening's meeting. Other members of the board present tonight are Ms. Michelle Faulkner, Mr. Ryan Glover, Mr. Calvin Lockwood, who will be serving as the timekeeper for this evening. Members of the board present tonight are Ms. Brandon Crawford, Ms. Taylor Thompson, and Jarrell Thompson. The applications will be heard in the order listed on the printed agenda. I'd like to acquaint you with some of the rules of and procedures for the conduct of this meeting, which have been adopted by this board. The applicant will be allowed a total of 10 minutes to present their case. Since the burden of proof is upon the applicant to convince the board that the application should be approved, they may choose to reserve some of that time for rebuttal following an opponent's presentation. The opposition likewise will be permitted a total of 10 minutes to present their position. It will behoove you to organize yourself so that those who wish to speak may do so in the 10 minutes provided. The opposition is not permitted rebuttal time. Mr. Lockwood will be keeping track of the time and will inform the chair of the, periodically of the time remaining for your presentation. If you wish to address the board tonight, please fill out one of the blue speaker cards located near the front row of the chamber. When you come to the microphone, please give the card to the vice chair, Mr. Reese. Before making your remarks, please state your name and address. This meeting is being recorded, therefore it's very important that you speak directly into the microphone. The board will take two votes on each application. The first is a vote on the findings of facts as presented by the staff. The second vote is for the approval or denial of the application. It is the second vote that determines the board's recommendation to the City Council. At the time of this hearing, each application has been regularly filed with the Bureau of Planning, which prepares proposed ordinance for each application. Rose ordinance has had its first reading by the City Council and has been referred to this board for a public hearing. The next zoning committee of the City Council votes on the proposed ordinance. Then the full council votes to adopt or deny the proposed ordinance. Finally, the mayor has 8 days to approve or veto the ordinance. The Bureau of Planning has reviewed each application in conjunction with various affected agencies and departments, as well as with respect to the adopted comprehensive development plan as required by the city charter. The staff recommendations, findings of facts, and conclusions are here before us in written form. Each application has been regularly posted, regularly advertised, and notices mailed as required by the zoning ordinance. Comments from the Department of Public Works, the Atlanta School Board, and the County Health Department have been requested. The board must consider each application legally valid and is required to make a recommendation on each application. The rules of the council permit no demonstrations of any kind within the council chambers. Please refrain from making any applause, dialogue, or please refrain from any applause or dialogue during or after any presentation. All remarks should be addressed to the board. Please show the same respect to the person speaking that you would expect it to receive yourself. The applications heard tonight will be considered by the Zoning Committee on January 27th at 9:30 a.m. and by the Atlanta City Council on February 1st at 1 o'clock p.m. I'll now entertain a motion to adopt tonight's agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Reese.
I move that this board adopt tonight's agenda with the exception that we move the following cases to the front of the agenda for a possible deferral, filing, or continuance. Z-1564, Z-1565, Z-1566, Z-1568, Z-1522, and U-1512.
Second.
It's been moved and probably seconded that we accept tonight's agenda with the exception of the applications that have been will be moved to the front of the agenda for consideration of possible deferral, continuance, or filing. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Once again, let me remind you to please make sure your phones and other electronic devices have been turned off or silenced. Mr. Leonard, would you please read the first case?
Z-1564, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the RG3C and OI
Residential General Sector 3 Conditional and Office Institutional Districts to PDH Plan Development Housing District for property located at 1071 Fayetteville Road, a.k.a. 1913 through 1917 Flatshoals Road Southeast, fronting approximately 264 feet on the southwest side of Flatshoals Road and beginning approximately 770 feet from the southeast intersection of Hilburn Drive. Depth varies. Area approximately 4.55 acres. Land lot 147, 15th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner Michael Zonger. Applicant Adam Lavarack. MPUW Council District 5, MPU recommendation, deferral, staff recommendation, 30-day deferral, February 2016. Z-1565, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R5 two-family residential district to RG4 residential general sector 4 district for property located at 79 Jackson Street Southeast, fronting approximately 50 feet on the northwest side of Jackson Street and beginning approximately 500 feet from the west intersection of DeKalb Avenue. Depth varies. Area approximately 0.171 acres. Land lot 45, 14th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner Daddy C Ventures Inc. Applicant Stephanie Colvard, MPU M. Council District 5, MPU recommendation, approval, staff recommendation, 30-day deferral, February 2016. Z-1566, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R5 and C2 two-family residential and commercial service districts to the MRC2 mixed residential commercial district for a property located at 1008, 1010, 1014, 1016, 1018 through 1020, parcel number 1701 49005170, 1026 1036 Hampton Street, parcel number 1701 49005164, and parcel number 1701 49005162, northwest, fronting approximately 319 feet on the west side of Hampton Street and beginning approximately 206 feet from the northwest intersection of 10th Street. Depth varies. Area approximately 0.9 acres. Land lot 149, 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Thurman and Carol Duvall and Ann Day. Applicant Philip Dre. NPUE, Council District 3, MPU recommendation approval, staff recommendation, 60-day deferral, March 2016. Z-1568, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R5 two-family residential district to the RG3 residential general sector 3 district for property located at 151 Flatshoals Avenue Southeast, fronting approximately 122 feet on the south side of Flatshoals Avenue and beginning at the southwest intersection of Stovall Street. Depth varies. Area 0.64 acres. Land lot 13, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Andrew P. Stewart Center, Inc. Applicant Laurel David, NPUN, Council District 5. NPU recommendation, deferral, staff recommendation, 30-day deferral, February 2016. Z-1522, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the MR4AC District, Multifamily Residential Conditional District, to the MR4AC Multifamily Residential Conditional District for property located at 930 Malden Street Southeast, fronting approximately 198.65 feet on the north side of Malden Street and beginning at the northwest intersection of Malden Street and Holesclaw Street. Depth varies. Area approximately 1.321 acres. Land lot 13, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner 930 Malden Associates LLC. Applicant Robert Venturi. NPUN, Council District 5. NPU recommendation, staff recommendation, 180-day deferral, July 2016. U-1512, an ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for a private school pursuant to Section 16-05.005 1L for a property located at 3160, 3254, 3154, 3124 Northside Parkway and 3039 Howell Mill Road Northwest, fronting approximately 720 feet on the west side of Northside Parkway. Depth varies, area approximately 13.24 acres, landlot 182, 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Atlanta Speech School. Applicant, Randy Smith, NPUC, Council District 8. NPU recommendation, deferral. Staff recommendation, 30-day deferral, 2016.
Thank you. Is there a representative or an applicant present or someone else that opposes the deferral of any cases that have just been signed? Hearing none, the board will now go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed.
With regard to Z1564, I move that we defer taking action for 30 days until our meeting in February.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded for deferral to our February meeting for 2016. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with regard to Z1565, I move that we defer taking action for 30 days until our meeting in February.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded that we refer to taking action on this matter till February 2016. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with regard to Z1566, I move that we defer taking action for 60 days until our regularly scheduled meeting in March of 2016.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with regard to Z15-68, I move that we defer taking action for 30 days until our regularly scheduled meeting in February of 2016.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
With regard to Z15-22, I move that we defer taking action for 180 days until our regularly scheduled meeting in July of 2016.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
With regard to U1512, I move that we defer taking action for 30 days until our regularly scheduled meeting in February 2016.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Mr. Leonard, would you please read the first case for consideration for this evening?
Z1569, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the MRC3C Mixed Residential Commercial Conditional District to the MRC3-C Mixed Residential Commercial Conditional District for property located at 1040 Grant Street Southeast, fronting approximately 200.32 feet on the east side of Grant Street and beginning at the northeast intersection of Grant Circle. Depth varies, area approximately 1.56 acres. Landlot 42, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Grant Street Partners, LLC. Applicant, Felipe J. Pellerin, MPUW, Council District 1. MPU recommendation, approval. Staff recommendation, approval conditional.
Thank you. Is the applicant or representative present?
Good evening, yes. My name is William Joyner. I am actually counsel for the applicant. My address is 3490 Piedmont Road, Suite 650, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. I do have both the authorization of attorney and signposting affidavit. I wasn't sure who to submit those to.
That you could submit that, but would you also please submit your blue card to the vice chair for the evening, and it's located to your immediate right as you return to the podium, and you can complete that upon your presentation.
Okay, I appreciate it. I certainly will.
Thank you.
Once again, my name is William Joyner, and this is an application to adjust the conditions related to the zoning at property in Grant Park at 1040 Grant Street. And as we know, it has been recommended for approval by the Neighborhood Association, NPU-W in the Office of Planning. And so what my client is intends to do is to get a building permit to renovate the property because it's in a state of disrepair at this point, and a previous intention to turn it into apartment complex never materialized. And what he'd like to do is to continue to use the improvements of it as office, education, retail, and restaurant space. So he's looking for a building permit so he can demise the premises and improve the pedestrian ingress and egress and renovate the buildings. Presently, there are no identified tenants. However, he does have some significant leads, particularly a gym and a kind of a daycare early education facility. And also, my client, the applicant, intends to occupy the building as well. This area in Grant Park is characterized as an industrial node. It has about a dozen warehouse buildings, which have been entirely or partially converted to office space, and which makes the applicant's use particularly appropriate. And it has been occupied up until presently by 5 to 7 small businesses, but without the ability to secure a permit for the renovation, the place has gone into a bit of disrepair. There's no proposed change in use from what was the restrictions that were put in place in 2009. That's really all I have to say. My client has prepared a kind of a list of expected questions that I can be glad to answer for you folks.
Thank you, Mr. Joyner. Mr. Lockwood, how much time is remaining for the applicant?
7 minutes and 15 seconds.
Thank you. Is there anyone present that would like to speak in support of this application? Hearing none, is there anyone present that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Mr. Joyner, do you have anything further for this board to consider?
I do not.
Thank you. The board will now go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
Please proceed if there are no questions or comments from your board members.
With regard to Z-1569, I move that this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with regard to Z-1569, I move that this board accept the application subject to the conditions found on page 3 and 4 of the staff report dated January 14th, 2016.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded to send forth a recommendation of approval with the conditions found as noted by Mr. Reese on staff report dated January 14th, 2016. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Thank you.
Z-1554, an ordinance by zoning committee to rezone from the R4 single family residential district to the R4A single family residential district for property located at 1106 Sanders Avenue Southeast, fronting approximately 103 feet on the north side of Sanders Avenue and beginning approximately 140 feet from the southwest intersection of Sanders Avenue and Florida Avenue. Depth varies. Area approximately 0.42 acres. Land lot 12. 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Robert and Lindsay Fournier. Applicant, Garrett Coley. NPUW, Council District 5. NPU recommendation, denial. Staff recommendation, denial.
Thank you. Is the applicant or a representative present? Ms. Crawford, would you please speak to this case?
Sure. So, Mr. Chair, I do know that the applicant has not been able to attend the required NPU meeting to date, and we have not received the signposting affidavit, and so I think in this case a deferral would be appropriate.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed, Mr. Reese.
With regard to Z-15-54, I move that this board defer taking action for 60 days until our regularly scheduled meeting in March.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded that this matter be deferred for 60 days until our regularly scheduled meeting in March of 2016. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.